You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Wednesday, February 11, 2026. Small town, mom-and-pop shops remain the heart of the retail propane industry. Published by Lisa Scheidler. The retail propane market delivers about 9 billion gallons to U.S. consumers each year, with its heart anchored in the mom-and-pop retailers serving rural and small-town communities. These small, owner-operated businesses, the backbone of the market, know their customers, regions, and their challenges, which is a key reason the propane industry is thriving and has avoided the sweeping consolidation seen in so many other sectors of the small business economy. In today's RBN blog, we'll examine why the small business model has been so durable and effective in retail propane, and why the industry has seen relatively little large-scale consolidation. In the past few weeks, the retail propane market has navigated a challenging stretch and emerged remarkably well. Winter Storm Fern hit parts of the country with some of the toughest conditions in recent memory, as bitter cold drove high demand and snow and ice made transportation very difficult. Plus, there were freeze-offs and refinery issues cutting into supply. We can't publish a propane blog so soon after the storm without acknowledging the industry's strong performance under pressure. The industry deserves kudos for a job well done, but it's not quite spring yet. There is still some winter left. We've written a lot about the propane industry and its structure in recent months. In part one of our propane series, we outline the journey of propane from wellhead to burner tip and discuss the various segments of the domestic market, including industrial, petrochemical, commercial, residential, and agricultural demand. The wholesale to retail value chain starts at processing plants and refineries, where propane is extracted and often placed into underground storage. In part 2, we detail the role of wholesalers, the companies that sell propane to retailers by aggregating supplies, operating logistics networks, trading physical volumes, and other supply functions. Wholesalers help move propane through pipelines and rail cars to retailers, which range in size from small, owner-run operations serving a local market to companies with fleets of rail cars and dozens of supply points. In Part 3, we outlined retailers' roles and functions in the market. Today, we take a deeper look at propane retailers and why even smaller and mid-sized operations have been able to thrive without the large-scale consolidation seen in many other markets. All these topics and more are discussed in detail in our Propane Masterclass Encore, which is now available online. Much more on what's included in the class below. About 8.8 billion gallons of propane were sold in the U.S. in 2024. Last year, 2025, total sales will probably be closer to 9 billion gallons when the final numbers come in. For those of you who think in barrels, that's 587,000 barrels per day. We carve up the retail market into the following three buckets. Number 1. The top 11 retailers sold 3.2 billion gallons total, or about 290 million gallons each, accounting for 36% of the market. Number 2. The next 64 retailers sold 1.1 billion gallons, or about 17 million gallons each, and accounted for 12% of the market. Number 3. The remaining 3,880 retailers sold the final 4.7 billion gallons, or 1.2 million gallons each. So, more than 50% of the market is supplied by small retailers, which may look striking on paper, but it comes as no surprise to anyone with even a passing familiarity with the retail propane business. This is how the business has always worked, going back to when Grandpa started a small retail propane operation decades ago. Let's look at a graphic that brings the point home, using data from 2024. Figure 2 in today's blog illustrates the numbers more clearly and shows the relative size of the nearly 4,000 propane retailers by sales volume, comparing the top 75 retailers with the remaining small market players. The top 2 retailers serve as much of the market as the next 8 retailers, which serve as much of the market as the following 34 retailers, and so on. Looking at it this way paints a clear picture of the leadership position played by the small retail players. One advantage large propane retailers have is the ability to leverage economies of scale, allowing them to bulk purchase propane while benefiting from centralized operations and lower per unit costs, potentially enabling more competitive pricing. Large retailers also provide operational advantages, such as advanced logistics, automated routing, and optimized delivery systems, which further increase efficiency and reduce costs. Larger retailers also tend to have a broader geographic reach and the ability to serve larger, more diverse markets, including commercial and industrial users as well as the typical residential customer, and also have greater access to capital, allowing investments in technology, infrastructure, and acquisitions. Finally, A large retailer such as Suburban Propane or Ferrellgas has brand recognition that can build customer trust and attract larger accounts. Given all those advantages, why do so many smaller retailers not only survive but thrive? The propane industry supports nearly 3,900 of these small businesses, many of them family-run operations passed down through multiple generations. These companies have deep roots in their communities, long-standing customer relationships that often span decades, and a reputation for highly personal service. In rural and small-town markets, especially during outages, extreme weather, and emergencies, local knowledge, trust, and responsiveness can be more valuable than scale. Further, much about the retail propane industry doesn't lend itself to economic models that attract venture capital or aggressive merger and acquisition roll-up strategies. This business is shaped by weather-driven demand, local relations, and steady, disciplined margins that favor operators who know their customers personally. It's a lot like the way families once knew their milk delivery driver. They knew when they'd arrive and where they left the bottles. In many communities, it's the same way for propane. Customers don't just recognize the propane truck, they might even know the driver. Most importantly, they always know someone will consistently show up, even when it's bitterly cold outside. Another reason these small operations are successful and sustainable is that they're profitable enough to support the owners without prompting a sale. The valuations offered by roll-up firms may not be high enough. For example, to convince a third-generation owner to walk away from a steady business built by their grandparents. Even when large companies have tried to consolidate the market, the results have been mixed, as the propane industry doesn't tend to reward size as most investors would expect. Larger balance sheets don't always translate to better per-gallon returns, and scale hasn't always proven to be an advantage. Shale-driven supply keeps wholesale prices competitive, while retail pricing is responsive to local market dynamics. Beyond economics, culture also plays a big role. Smaller retailers have a reputation for informal business relationships that reflect mutual familiarity and long-standing trust. Still, for all that local character and small-town loyalty, every gallon sold on Main Street starts its journey far away, somewhere upstream. That's where things get interesting, because the success of these family-run operations hinges just as much on the strength of the supply network behind them as their community ties. It's a highly coordinated, capital-intensive network that moves propane from gas plants and fractionators to end-use markets across North America. This infrastructure operates largely out of sight of the consumer, yet it ultimately determines whether propane is available, affordable, and deliverable when it's needed most. That upstream reality is where the retail story begins. RBN's Propane Masterclass Encore explains how supplying the retail market is a big business shaped by transportation logistics, pipeline and railcar movements, storage, and seasonal inventory planning. It's a web of supply contracts and pricing arrangements. Retailers must secure volumes months in advance, manage seasonal volumetric ratios between winter demand and summer supply, and negotiate pricing structures that balance cost certainty with flexibility. Propane Masterclass Encore also illustrates why getting a product to market requires a lot more than just an understanding of supply and demand. It's about aligning physical logistics with commercial strategy, because even the most local operation is tied to the bigger network, and it's essential to understand how the system operates. While these small-town retailers may seem worlds apart from the massive upstream world, they all rely on the same fundamentals. Propane Masterclass Encore. Presented by RBN's Rusty Brazil, David Brazil, and Adam Baker, the online program examines how propane fundamentals shape market economics and commercial outcomes. The curriculum follows propane's long and winding road from the wellhead to the retailer, covering supply, transportation, storage, and distribution, as well as propane's growing role in international trade. The sessions discuss NGL takeaway capacity from producing areas, propane transport economics, and wholesale/retail contract pricing. They also explain how wholesale and retail structures function, from terminals and bulk plants to contract provisions and price formation. The sessions conclude by applying propane's fundamentals to valuation and demand across petrochemical, agricultural, industrial and residential/commercial markets. By bridging supply, flows, demand and distribution, Propane Masterclass Encore offers a practical approach for interpreting propane signals and applying them to commercial strategies. Small Town was written by John Mellencamp and appears as the third song on side one of his eighth studio album, Scarecrow. The autobiographical song about growing up in Seymour and Bloomington, Indiana, struck a chord with many people, including music critics who proclaimed Mellencamp to be a new voice of the heartland. Of note is that a mere two-hour drive from Seymour is the small town of Lafayette, where Guns N' Roses' Axl Rose and Izzy Stradlin left to pursue their adventures in the jungle. Released as a single in November 1985, it went to number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. Personnel on the record were John Mellencamp, vocals, guitar, harmonica, Larry Crane, Mike Wankick, guitars, backing vocals, Toby Myers bass, John Kaseya, keyboards, and Kenny Aronoff, drums, percussion, backing vocals. Scarecrow was recorded in early 1985 at Belmont Mall Studio in Belmont, Indiana, and produced by John Mellencamp and Don Gemmon. Released in June 1985, the album went to number 2 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart and has been certified 5X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. 5 singles were released from the LP. John Mellencamp, previously known as Johnny Cougar, John Cougar, and John Cougar Mellencamp, is an American singer and songwriter. He started his professional career in 1975, after signing with Tony DeFries and Main Man Management, David Bowie's management company. DeFries suggested the name Johnny Cougar and released his debut album, Chestnut Street Incident, in October 1976. He has released 24 studio albums, 2 live albums, 5 compilation albums, and 21 singles. He has sold over 60 million records worldwide. He has won a Grammy Award, a Woody Guthrie Prize, and is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He is heavily involved with the number 1 NCAA Indiana Hoosiers, and their football practice facility is named the John Mellencamp Pavilion. Mellencamp played at their championship celebration rally in Bloomington in January. He continues to record and tour, and will begin a greatest hits tour in the U.S. in July.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.